And we start first with the Ice Hockey World Championship underway in Germany. The Czech Republic's national team got off to a winning start in its opening game on Sunday against France, winning by a score of 6-2. The win over France was expected, and coach Vladimír Růžička was most satisfied with the Czechs in the first period, but was more critical of the second and third was when play was more lax. It's clear as far as the coach is concerned that the team, which features many new young names, still has to click.
Overall, things went okay. The first period was excellent, but the second and third went up to my expectations. Of course, this is the World Championship, and many players are here for the first time, so it isn't simple for some of them.
And the French team coach David Henderson, meanwhile, knew that going in, the Czechs would be tough to beat.
As far as the French team is concerned, though, we knew that coming into this game would be very difficult. We're working on being really defensive. We had a difficult time in the first period. I thought we played better in the second and better again in the third. We're in the right direction in that aspect. And we hope to continue that movement forward with the three games.
So much for the French team. The Czechs play their next match, Norway, later on Monday, and will face their first real test later this week against the Swedes. Sunday saw the holding of the 16th annual Prague International Marathon, a race that was won by the Kenyan competitor Eliud Kiptanui. The runner clinched the 42-kilometer distance in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 39 seconds, a 2-minute improvement on last year's record. The women's race, meanwhile, was won by Helena Kiprop, who is also of Kenya. More than 8,000 people took part in the Prague Marathon. We turn now to football. The English football club Chelsea, with goalkeeper Petr Cech, clinched the Premier League title at the weekend in their final game of the season when they demolished opponents Wigan by a score of 8-0. The win against Wigan in front of home fans was expected and left Chelsea a point ahead of Manchester United, who had won the title over the last 3 years. Chelsea now have a chance to make history under new coach Ancelotti if they beat Portsmouth next Saturday in the FA Cup. A win would mean the team's first league FA Cup double. Turning to the domestic scene, fans of football's Bohemians 1905 saw their final match at the weekend at the club's famed Gjolíček grounds, a 0-0 draw with Kladno. The news that made the headlines, however, was the post-game violence involving Bohemians fans, but also fans of Slavia, now set to share Eden Stadium. Together, drunken supporters vandalized the Virshovice town hall in protest of Bohemians' move, smashing windows and causing damage to property worth 250,000 crowns. In all, 17 people were detained by the police. In other domestic football league news, Sparta appear the closest to winning this year's league title despite earning only a 2-2 draw against Liberec in their last game. Luckily for the Prague club, closest rivals Ostrava also tied in their game against Mladá Boleslav. Sparta and Ostrava lead the table, but Sparta is ahead on goals scored. If they can win their final game against Teplice, the titles will be theirs. And the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes is giving Sparta a 60% chance of winning the title, 30% goes to Ostrava if Sparta stumbles, and 10% to Jablonec. And that's only if both teams suffer defeat and Jablonec wins against České Budějovice. And that's all the sport for today.